You see, God-likeness is implicated only by a love like no other. And this was Jesus' startling assertion to His disciples the night He washed their feet. I'm not sure the church wants to believe this because we have a hard time acting like we understand this. But listen, the unbelieving world does not see God in our doctrines. They don't see God in our worship. They don't even see God in our holiness. What they notice and how they see God in us is when we reflect a love like no other they're used to seeing. And I think the best illustration of that I've come across lately is from the pen of Tony Campalo. Most of you know of Tony Campalo. He's a well-known Christian sociologist and evangelist that lives in the Northeast. And he took a trip to Hawaii. And some of you have been to Hawaii and you know there's a big time change. And he flew west to Hawaii. And so he woke up in the middle of the night. Couldn't go back to sleep because his body hadn't acclimated to the time zone changes yet. He found himself awake about 2:30 in the morning. He couldn't go back to sleep. So his first night in Honolulu, he got up middle of the night, started walking up down the street. At 3 o'clock in the morning, he found himself in a diner. And across from him at a table, full of women, obviously prostitutes, was a woman named Agnes. And Agnes, beknown the fact that tomorrow would be her birthday, and she had never had a birthday party her whole life. Well, after some time, the ladies got up to go back to their homes. Their work for the evening was done. And Tony turned to the manager of that little diner, a guy named Harry, and said, "Do these ladies come here every night?" "Every night, about 3 o'clock. And Tony smiled and said, "Could I throw Agnes a birthday party?" "What?" "Well, sure. In fact, I'll even make a cake." Let me just take up with what he wrote. "At 2:30 the next morning, I was back at the diner. I'd picked up some crepe paper decorations at the store and made a sign of big pieces of cardboard that read, 'Happy Birthday, Agnes.' The woman who did the cookie must have gotten the word out on the street because by 3:15, every prostitute in Honolulu was in the place. It was wall-to-wall prostitutes and me. At 3:30, the door of the diner swung open and in came Agnes and her friend. I had everybody ready, and when they came in, we all screamed, 'Happy birthday!' Never have I seen a person so flabbergasted. Her mouth fell open, her legs buckled. When we finished singing, her eyes moistened. When the cake was carried out, she started to cry. Harry gruffly mumbled, 'Blow out the candles, Agnes. Come on, if you don't blow out the candles, I'm going to have to blow out the candles.' Finally, she did. The cutting of the cake took even longer. 'Cut the cake, Agnes. We all want some cake.' Agnes said, 'Look, Harry, is it okay if I keep the cake a little while if we don't eat it right away?' 'Sure, if you want to keep it, keep it. Take the cake home if you want.' 'Can I?' And then looking at me, 'I just live down the street. Could I take the cake home? I'll be right back.' So she carried that cake out the door like it was the Holy Grail. We stood there motionless, a stunned silence in place, not knowing what else to do. I broke the silence by saying, 'What do you say we pray?' Looking back on it now, it seems more than strange for a sociologist to be leading a prayer meeting with a bunch of prostitutes in a diner in Honolulu at 3:30 in the morning. But then it just felt like the right thing to do. I prayed for Agnes. I prayed for her salvation, that her life would be changed, that God would be good to her. And when I finished, Harry leaned over the counter and said with a trace of irritation, 'Hey, you never told me you were a preacher. What kind of church do you belong to?' And in one of those moments when just the right words come, I answered, 'I belong to a church that throws birthday parties for prostitutes at 3:30 in the morning.' And Harry waited a moment and then he said, 'No, you don't. There's no church like that. If there was, I'd join it. Wouldn't we all?'" Let me tell you a secret. And if you get what I'm about to say, it'll make a big difference in your life. The key to being happier is not to become more lovable. It's to become more loving.